VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Iran is vowing to retaliate against the perpetrators of Wednesday's terror attack on a military convoy. At least 27 border soldiers from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps were killed. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A suicide bomber has targeted a bus in Iran's southeast carrying personnel of the elite paramilitary Revolutionary Guard Force, killing and wounding dozens. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which came on the day of a US-led conference in Warsaw that included discussions on what America describes as Iran's malign influence across the wider Mideast. The Guard Force is a major economic and military power in Iran, answerable only to the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A former U.S. Air Force counterintelligence officer who defected to Iran 6 years ago has been charged with spying for the Iranian government. 39-year-old Monica Witt was indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington on charges of disclosing the code name and classified mission of a special U.S. military program to the Iranian government. Her actions, said one investigator, are a betrayal of our nation's security, our military, and the American people. A federal judge has found that former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort intentionally lied to investigators and a federal grand jury in the Russia investigation. The judge said in an order that there's sufficient evidence that Manafort lied in breach of his plea agreement. The decision hurts Manafort's chances of receiving a reduced sentence next month. Manafort remains jailed while he is awaiting sentencing. He was accused of lying about sharing polling data, among other things. This is VOA News.